This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and Fiji have reiterated zero tolerance towards terrorism by rejecting double standards on it during the bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Fijian counterpart Sitiveni Rabuka in New Delhi. Both leaders agreed to strengthen cooperation against terrorism and condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The two leaders condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and stressed on the need to counter radicalization, combat terror financing, prevent exploitation of new and emerging technologies for terrorist activities, and tackle terrorist recruitment. In a joint press briefing after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Fiji have decided to strengthen mutual cooperation in the defense and security sector, and an action plan has been prepared in this regard.
Fiji ki maritime security ko sasakta karne ke liye Bharat se training aur equipment mein sahyog diya jayega. Cyber security aur data protection ke kshetron mein hum apne anubhav saajha karne ke liye taiyar hain. Hum ekmat hai ki aatankwad पूरी मानवता के लिए बहुत बड़ी चुनौती है आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में सहयोग और समर्थन के लिए हम प्रधानमंत्री रंबुका और फिजी सरकार का आभार व्यक्त करते हैं
लेटर ब्रीफिंग मीट एट न्यू दिल्ली सेक्रेटरी साउथ और मिनिस्टर ऑफ एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स नीना मल्होत्रा इन्फॉर्म्ड दैट द टू लीडर्स विटनेस एक्सचेंज ऑफ 9 बायलैटरल डॉक्यूमेंट्स एंड एमओयूज Prime Minister of Fiji called on the President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi this evening. President Draupadi Murmu said India remains committed to strengthening its relations and development partnership with the Pacific Island countries, among which Fiji remains a special partner. Prime Minister Modi inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth 5,400 crore rupees. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said several projects related to the development of Gujarat have also been inaugurated today as the whole nation is reverberating with enthusiasm for Ganesh Utsav.
Aaj Gujarat ke vikas se judi anek pariyojanaon ka Sri Ganesh hua hai. Ye mera saubhagya hai ki aaj mujhe vikas ke anek project aap sabhi janta janardan ke charno mein समर्पित करने का सौभाग्य मिला है मैं इन विकास कार्यों के लिए आप सभी को बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं
Speaking in Ahmedabad, Prime Minister Modi expressed condolences to all the families affected by heavy rain and cloudburst in the country. He said cloudburst caused devastation in several parts of the country. He said the fury of nature has become a challenge for the entire human race. He assured that the central government, along with all the state governments, is engaged in relief and rescue work. Mr. Modi reached Ahmedabad this evening on a two-day visit to Gujarat. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has lashed out at opposition parties for the protest against the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill. In an interview with a news agency, Mr. Shah alleged that opposition leaders are trying to form and run the government even when they are jailed. He termed the protests by the opposition parties against the bill as undemocratic. He highlighted that it was Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself who had insisted on bringing the office of the PM under the aegis of this bill. The Minister of Labour and Employment has said women's employment rate in the country has nearly doubled between 2017 to 2018 and 2023 to 2024. According to the Periodic Labour Force Survey in rural India, female employment has grown by 96%, while urban areas have seen an increase of 43% during the same period. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested the absconding accused, the kingpin wanted in the transnational cyber fraud syndicate under Operation Chakra. The agency intercepted the accused at IGI Airport in New Delhi with the help of immigration officers while he was attempting to board an outbound flight to Kathmandu, Nepal. In weightlifting, Tokyo Olympic silver medalist Mirabai Chanu won a gold medal at the Commonwealth Championships in Ahmedabad today after lifting a total weight of 193 kg in women's 48 kg category. Earlier today, India bagged two gold medals. Indian women shooters dominated the 25-meter pistol junior individual event, clinching gold, silver and bronze medals each at the Asian Shooting Championships in Simkent, Kazakhstan today. Payal Khatri claimed the gold, Namia Kapoor won a silver and Tejaswini claimed bronze in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.